Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You said, when God is silent, he is not still. God does some of his best work in the dark. And it seems, Crystal, we tend to learn that lesson in hindsight. And yet I would love for you to just sort of unpack this truth for that person who's right now in the dark season where it does seem like he's silent, that they need to know he's not still.
You know, I'm not a sewer. I'm not a seamstress. My daughter is very creative, my oldest daughter. And because I wanted to participate with her once in a class she was taking at her homeschool co-op, I joined in a quilting class with her. I was so frustrated because it took forever to put that thing together. And the worst part was you didn't go in and start sewing. You had to measure, and you had to use the ruler, and you had to cut. And Lord have mercy, if you didn't cut it straight or if you didn't have a straight corner, and then you had to sew these pieces together one by one. And I'll tell you, when I finished that top layer of the quilt and turned it over, it was a mess underneath. But by the time I put the backing on and sewed on the edges, it was beautiful. And no one was the wiser for how long it took me to get those edges exact or to get those edges straight. And no one was the wiser for what the thread looked like mottled up underneath that top surface. All they saw was the finished product. And God, when he's working in our lives, he's doing the same thing. He's at work in places that seem to not matter, corners that we want to know, why does this have to be just so, edges that we really could care less if they were straightened or not. But he's taking his time because he knows that when he produces a final product, he wants it to be right. Mm-hmm. And our job is just to be patient while he's doing the job of putting together all those other pieces that make that possible. God is always at work doing things that we may not quite understand, but our job is to hold on until we see the finished product, because in hindsight, 2020, we can always see that what he was up to was something good.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.